dictation for David Ash, A.S.H., November 2752, addressed as a letter to Dr. Jinu, J.I.N.U., 7751640. Dear Dr. Jinu, follow up for Mr. Ash, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, bilateral renal cyst, however, no family history of these problems. Last visit in January, chronic sciatic to the left. Injection did not help, second one to be done soon, potentially spinal surgery. Denies compromise of bowel or urine, does have enlargement of the prostate, but no changes from baseline, no anti-inflammatory agents, activity restricted with some limping, other extensive review of system is negative, medication list review remains on ARB valsartan, HCTC as a blood pressure, anticoagulated with Eliquis, with prior history of atrial fibrillation, post-ablation, blood pressure today 132 over 90, alert to the intestine 3, no respiratory distress, respiratory cardiovascular, no major abnormalities, appears regular, no carotid bruises, overweight of the abdomen, no tenderness or masses, 1 plus edema the most, is able to walk, minimal limping today. Next paragraph, chemistry in June, creatinine 1.4, which is baseline for a GFR 54 stage 3. Minor decrease of sodium, normal potassium acid base, normal calcium phosphorus, PTH mild elevated, hemoglobin close to normal. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3B, stable over time, no progression, no symptoms, no dialysis. Next number, bilateral renal cyst, no negative genetic testing, patient and family. This is not typical inherited disease. Excuse me, this is not a typical polycystic kidney disease. Next number, enlargement of the prostate, clinically stable. Next number, it's a fibrillation, status post ablation appears regular, anticoagulated. Next number, spinal stenosis, likely requires surgery, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next number, blood pressure diastolic, monitor over time, no changes of medications. Next number, other chemistries presently within normal range. Come back in 6 months, end of dictation.